who have received, praise God, the person of Christ, amen, and have a relationship and not a religion. Come on, give God some praise on this line.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Oh, you ought to be thankful. You ought to not take it for granted. Oh, hallelujah. If you had 10,000 tons or more, if you are the redeemed, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift the Savior up. Lift him up. Oh, hallelujah, till he speaks from eternity. Oh, if I be lifted up from the earth, I then will draw all men unto thee. How many want to facilitate that draw in others' lives today?
Yes, praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I do.
Praise the name of the Lord. Keep that heart. Keep that mind. Stay the laborers with compassion and to go forth in the harvest, saints of God. Amen. And allow him, amen, to use you, us, every child of God. Oh, praise God, to draw all other men to him as he is lifted up. We thank God again for the opportunity to come together in fellowship. We are so thankful for the heart and the mind of you that are on the line. We continue to desire and to watch God as we make ourselves available to him to touch lives, change lives through God's word and through his love. Amen. How many are operating in love? You strive to operate in love. Any out there trying to operate in love? Amen. Anybody out there trying to touch lives through love that is through you? Praise God. We are the ones to communicate God's love. We are the ones that can touch. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And love. Oh, and that changes lives along with God's word, along with him working. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's keep touching. Oh, love. And touching is changing those lives. Don't grow weary in well-doing. We can't afford to. Come on, give God some praise. This world, this time, this age, oh, hallelujah, God's plan, oh, hallelujah, depends on him having you as a body to work through, to flow through, and to touch those lives today. We thank God, and we give him praise, grace, and the word, and all of our friends that are on the line today. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, having come through the Easter season, we should have indeed come to an understanding that becoming saved, according to the Word of God, it is certainly not receiving a religion. It is not going through any self-efforts. It is not reciting certain formats of any type of phraseology. It is not going through any ceremonial realms. How many know Jesus has changed everything? He has indeed predicated our salvation based upon what he has accomplished on our behalf and all about you receiving all that he has done for you and receiving him as the person. You want to see someone come into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? Someone that is in your heart and in your oikos? Oh, hallelujah. It's all about equipping yourself, being equipped, praise God. Oh, to share Christ. To share Christ. To facilitate the opening up of their heart to receive the person and not the religion. Oh, come on, give God some praise. Exactly. To receive the loving acts that he has accomplished. Praise the name of the Lord. And they too shall be saved. Praise the name of the Lord. So again, having come through the Easter season, we should have come to an understanding. Oh, that is, it should be the effective mission of the church and accomplished mission of the church. It should be coming through these seasons such as Easter having been able to communicate an understanding to a lost and a dying world that is about receiving the love that only Christ has laid down for you on Calvary's cross, and receiving the person of Him alone, praise the name of the Lord, yes, and not any works, not any actions of your ability, oh, praise God, but all the receiving of what He has accomplished on our behalf. And again, it should be indeed the desire of all the saints of God, of all the church, of every believer, oh, to have facilitated an understanding that indeed becoming saved, that is according to the Word of God, it is not a receiving of anything outside of the provisions that God has prepared for you.
Exactly.
And understanding that in so doing, we are receiving the person of Jesus and what He has what done for us at the cross. At the cross. Praise God. And what He has paid out of His love for us, for you, for me, in order to free and change you from a separation from God to a loving relationship as the sons of God. Are you able to communicate that glorious gospel? Are you able to demonstrate that in your life today, for those to see and observe as a proving ground, praise God, that indeed He does change you. He does change, praise God. He can make us new creations. Hallelujah. Are you able to indeed again to this hopeless world, to this world that is being inundated with confusion and distractions of the enemy, to have some to believe that all religions are the same?
Hello?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
That
amen.
All religions, amen, are okay. Mm-hmm. Praise God. That they all provide some kind of profitableness to some element of God. All of these are indeed distractions and deceits of a real enemy, of Satan himself. Praise the name of the Lord. But it's important to understand that there is only one realm, one provision, one way, one name whereby we can be saved. And that is the name of Jesus. That is what He has accomplished on Calvary's cross. Again, an understanding that we are to receive the person of Jesus Christ and what He has done for us at the cross, what He has paid out of love for you in order to free and to change you from a separation from God to a loving relationship, notice, as the sons of God. Oh, come on, give God some amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So when you speak of being saved, be clear. Somebody say, be clear. Amen. We got to be clear. Hallelujah. Not dusting you off.
Amen.
He saw something good in me, and He just tinkered around and made it better.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
No, we all were born separated in sin, and it took a love act on His part, hallelujah, to make available salvation, to make available
amen.
Eternal life. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't in any way be confused, ladies and gentlemen. Don't allow distraction. Praise the name of the Lord. Do not allow a very intentional mental feedback there. Very intentional distraction of Satan himself to keep you blinded. I said to keep you blinded as to what through Christ alone is available for them that simply would believe. When you speak of becoming saved, receiving the glorious life that is in Christ, becoming a Christian, if you want to also give definition to that aspect, we must know this is done solely and exclusively by receiving the person of Christ and all that he has done. And then we receive a relationship and not a religion. Come on, give God some praise. We receive a relationship and not a religion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That relationship is with him. Is with him. With the Father.
Amen.
As new chains creations. And the new chains creation is as sons of God. Amen.
Absolutely.
That kicks you into an eternal realm. And what you once, hallelujah, were not in that posture and sin. These are the elements that must come across. This is why we're here, saints of God. This is what every believer must be equipped to be able to express out of compassion from seeing the lost and the dying and which, guess what, and which you once were. Oh, come on, give God some praise.
Amen.
But God. But God. I said, but God. Hallelujah.
But God.
Who was rich in mercy. By grace are we saved. Not of works. Not out of religion. Not out of the law. I don't care what religion you might be talking about. Amen. It's not out of the religion. It's not out of the do's and the don'ts. It's not out of following a list of ceremonies or behaviors. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's only one name whereby we can be saved. And that's based upon him being an effective sacrifice, a payment. Him paying the ransom for you and I. And that name is Jesus.
Yes.
And our job is to bring forth the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our job now as the saints of God right now, before we go on to final reward, is to be the pure courier of the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection. Praise God. Hallelujah. Being the stewards of the grace of God. Come on, give God some praise. The stewards.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Of the full understanding of the gospel. It's the only way whereby your mama can be saved. It's the only way whereby your sister can be saved. It's the only way whereby your father can be saved. It's the only way, hallelujah, unto man, that they can find themselves becoming, hallelujah, I said becoming, not only in a position of redemption, but becoming the sons of God. Amen. So we come through this Easter season, and it ought to indeed invoke even a greater desire for us to grow in grace.
Amen.
And in the knowledge. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So to come to know him and to know your salvation and what it took, amen, you need to continue to grow in further knowledge.
Amen.
Come on, give God some praise. Oh, hallelujah. Of the grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Of that grace, hallelujah, that has brought that into your life. You need to come into the further knowledge of your Lord. Hallelujah. Study yourself further. Hallelujah. Grow in the knowledge. Grow in the experiential knowledge as well. Praise God. Get a deeper understanding. Oh, praise God. Of that grace that saves. Of that grace that saves you. Hallelujah. Get a deeper understanding of the Lord of your salvation. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Get a deeper understanding of what it is now to be the beloved of Him. Oh, give God some praise today. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So we thank God. This is our joy. This is our desire. Hallelujah. This is now our heart. And it takes, as the song went forth today, it took a miracle to change that in you. Can you say amen? Do you know it took a miracle to save you? It took a miracle to be empowered to change your life. What was that miracle? The songwriter says, a miracle of love and grace. Yes, His love is a miracle, isn't it? It is miraculous.
Amen.
His unmerited favor through Christ, dying for you, being the propitiation for your sin, being a substitute for you. Oh, praise the name of the Lord, becoming sin
Amen.
For you. That you may become, hallelujah, the sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. That's a miracle of love. It only is of His breed. It only comes from Him. What greater love than He would lay down His life? Oh, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So we are forever lifting our eyes to where? To Calvary. To view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous did that grace appear. Praise the name of the Lord. It is amazing. So grow in that grace. Grow in that grace. And grow in the knowledge of your Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, it's mind-blowing in the beginning of your salvation, but I tell you, hallelujah, the more you come to know Him, the more awesome your love will grow for Him, because you will see even greater of the dimensions of His love, hallelujah, that it took, oh, hallelujah, to bring you out, praise the name of the Lord, to lift you up, turn you around, hallelujah, to save you, to reach and to lift you out of bondage, oh, praise the name of the Lord. It took only one round. So as we go real quickly to John, the Gospel
Amen.
Of John chapter 10. John chapter 10 today.
Amen.
And passages that we have touched up on before and that are certainly appropriate coming out of the Easter season. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
John chapter number 10. And we're going to go just right to verse 9 and 11, if you will. And Jesus speaks of Himself there. He speaks of Himself, and He says, now look, I am the door. By Me, if any man enter in, what? He what? Shall be saved. Amen. I am that door. I alone. If any man enter in, not the religion, not the workings of the law, praise God,
Amen.
But enter in through Me. I am that door. This is before Jesus sacrificed His life. This is before He
Amen.
Made that descent into Jerusalem knowing what was ahead, knowing the betrayal, knowing the false accusers, praise God, knowing the death that was ahead for him. The only way whereby you and I could be saved, the only way his love could deliver you out, hallelujah, this is before that time. And Jesus came preaching from the very beginning, the spiritual element of knowing why he really was here. I am the door. Somebody give God some praise. I am the only door.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The name of the Lord.
Amen.
Whereby you can be saved. The moment has come. Praise God. I am here to accomplish the will of the Father. Can you say amen? Although
amen.
I came here, amen, first to indeed fulfill my promises and covenants to God's first church, to the Jews, but I know they're going to reject me. Praise God.
Yes.
So the broader purpose whereby I am here is for all men to receive salvation. Come on, give God some praise. Amen. I am going to become a door whereby you and I, hallelujah, that are standing here today can be saved. How many know that you ought to be thankful today that you entered the door? Hallelujah. That you found the right door. Praise the name of the Lord. You can't go through the back door of another religion. You cannot go, hallelujah, you can't scale over the wall. Praise God. You got to come through the front door, and Jesus says, I am the door. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, again, I am the door. By me, if any man, any man, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter what your circumstances, Jesus shed his blood, and as many as would believe, to them he gives power for you not only to be saved, but to become the sons of God. Jesus says, that's why I'm here. I am that door. I haven't yet proceeded. Oh, hallelujah. Many of you don't even know what's ahead. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. But I am going to become a door more so, more than just for the Jew, not only to the Jew, but the Gentile, male, female, for every man, every realm of humanity. Oh, hallelujah. That will receive me. Salvation is going to be yours. Can you say amen? Praise the name of the Lord. I am the door. By me, if any man simply enter in, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
You ever open the door to somebody that knocks at the door?
Amen.
It just simply says, come on in. It's just up to you if you will enter. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Jesus said,
amen.
Any man that enters, any man that enters, any man that enters by faith. I said, any man that enters by faith. Any man that enters by receiving what I have accomplished. Oh, my God, you shall be saved. Not might. You don't need to do a set of religious ceremonial rituals. Praise the name of the Lord. It's all about you receiving and moving in, entering in by faith. Come on, give God some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You shall, not may, not might. Hallelujah. It is an absolute. Come on, give God some praise. It's an absolute. You shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Paul. Paul says in his epistles, he says that if you will just simply confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart, praise the name of the Lord, that, oh, hallelujah, that he died, he buried, he rose again, that he died for you, you shall be what? Saved. It is nothing additional. I said, there's nothing additional but receiving the finished work of the Easter season. Come on, give God some praise. The finished work. Oh, hallelujah, that he finished himself. He became the sacrifice. He took that road to down through Jerusalem. He, hallelujah, hallelujah, got the will of the Father and had the added, hallelujah, inspiration, to keep going. Come on, give God some praise. To face what was ahead. Oh, hallelujah. He knew it. And love kept from going. It was the only answer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. The only answer.
Amen.
That we ever look toward. And certainly we know what the passage says. I am the door.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That is one of the seven I am's that you find throughout John that not only speak to his means of salvation, but his deity as well. Only God can save us. And he sent his son to do that. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, I'm just grateful that I have that truth, that we know that truth, that we are able to understand that this is not about religion. It's not about a set of rules. It's not about a legalistic way in which you are able to obtain the favor of God. We were unable in our own capacity to ever do anything that would appease God for sin other than die and be subject to his wrath. But we had to have a substitute. Amen? And Jesus is that door. He's that substitute. He did it in love. We looked at it throughout the Easter season where he, of his own volition, said, I have come to this end. He says, I come to give my life a ransom. And, you know, when you think of a ransom, think of it in terms of the way that it is meant. He paid a price to deliver you and I out of the slave market of sin and death.
Yes,
he did it freely. He did it not based on anything that he saw in you or me, but based on his choice to save you and me. He wants everybody to be able to come to that knowledge of the truth.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing to know? Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that better than just religion to know that you really can have a relationship with the very God of all creation? That you are able, oh, hallelujah, to enjoy amen. And so the
That's the way he works. That's the way he works. That's the way he works. And don't you believe, don't you believe that Satan is not behind every intricate realm. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
To keep somebody from hearing. To keep somebody distracted. Oh, that's when you know that you're doing the will of the Father. When he shows up. Come on, give God the praise. When he starts showing his real feathers. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
But how many know? You can't stop me. Come on, say you can't stop me, Satan. Get behind me. Oh, I wish I had an army of saints today. I wish I had some determined soldiers. Praise the name of the Lord. You gotta know, you gotta understand. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's why we're here.
To
fight that fight. To get this gospel whereby man can be saved. So again, we go on in the interest of time. Amen. Mm-hmm. And by the way, he's coming up on the next verse. He's right on time. He's right on time. Praise the name of the Lord.
This morning.
Amen. So he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find the green pastures. Praise the name of the Lord. When you come in this fold, this sweet fold, it's going to be nothing but green pastures for you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He's going to lay out nothing but four green pastures for the sheep. For the sheepfold. Can you say amen? Now notice verse 10. Verse 10. Here we go. We just got a taste of it a moment ago. The thief.
The thief.
He comes for a different reason. Can you say amen?
Mm-hmm.
The thief cometh.
Yeah.
He cometh not, but to steal, kill, and destroy.
My Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus says, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth what? His life for the sheep. How many are glad to be brought into the fold, brought into the sheepfold? Every believer, every child of God, you become of his sheepfold. He's the good shepherd. Come on, give God some praise. And you're in the fold. Praise the name of the Lord. But the thief is always there. The thief has been there from the beginning. The thief will be there until the end of time, but there is ultimately a demise of him. Come on, give God some praise.
Amen.
Right now, I said, but right now, we are in a spiritual battle because he wants to deter us, every child of God now, from carrying this gospel and seeing others lifted, redeemed, saved, hallelujah, rescued, oh, praise God, and conceive eternal sons of God in the eternal life that Jesus said he came to give. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. That's what he's done. I said, that's what Jesus has done. He knew what it took. He knows what it takes. Praise God. And he's willing, and was willing, to give his life.
Amen.
Exchange his life for yours. Become sin. Take the penalty so that you can be lifted from perishing. Oh, hallelujah. That you indeed could be redeemed back with the Father and redeemed in a realm that you never even believed. Conceived Son of God. This is the salvation message. Every saint that's on this line. And we strive and expect, amen, more and more on this line that need to hear this message of hope. Oh, come on, give God some praise, Saint
God.
Praise
God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Give God some praise.
Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I am the good shepherd. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Just drop on down. Drop on down to 14. Again, he says, now, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. And I know of my sheep. Ooh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Amen.
Well, you know he knew you before he knew you before you were even formed in the womb of your mother's belly. Do you know he chose and elected you to become a part of this sheepfold? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Are you glad he knows you and knew you and continues to know you? Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And guess what? He should be known to you. He says, I know my sheep, and they know me. Do you know your Lord? Do you know your Lord? Do you know him beyond? I know we first come to know him as Savior, and that's awesome. Praise the name of the Lord. But you need to be growing in the knowledge of him. Come on, give God some praise. Growing in the deeper dimensions of your Lord. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. And the more you know him, what's going to happen? You're going to love him even the much more. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. My sheep, I know my sheep.
Yes.
And I've known of them. Praise the name of the Lord. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I will read verse 16, just to let you know that the sheepfold wasn't just back there with Jesus, which he was talking about in that time. It does not end, but becoming a part of the sheepfold is continuing. It's up to us to be out here, indeed, amen, as the instruments of God, to draw others, his sheep, bring them on into the fold. Come on, give God some praise. Verse 16 says, and other sheep have I, which are not of this fold right now, Jesus is saying. Amen. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold and one shepherd. Can you say amen?
Amen.
What Jesus was dealing with there is that is not just the Jew. Can you say amen? Right now.
Amen.
I came first to the Jew first. Can you say amen? But then it will be to the Gentile. It will be bond free, male, female. It won't be predicated on any of that. Once I die, I shed my blood and grace is offered to whosoever will. Oh, there will be countless. There'll be countless of sheep yet to come into the fold. Oh, come on, give God some praise today. And we are to still, he's still drawing the sheep into the sheepfold. God. Come on, give God some names. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are still others. Oh, hallelujah. We are to indeed see those sheep come on into the sheepfold under the wonderful care of the good shepherd. Not a hireling, as Jesus dealt with.
Amen.
Not a shepherd that will flee when he's threatened. Can you say amen? Not a shepherd that's there, amen, to buttress his desires and to fleece the sheep. Can you say amen?
But
a shepherd that will lay his life down for the sheep.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, give God some praise. He's already shown himself to be the good shepherd. Come on, give God some praise, saints of God. Come on, give him some praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Then we jump on over. Amen. Jump on over to chapter 6, if you will. John 6, real quick. Can we... Oh, run out of time there. John 6.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And let's go right down to 33. Yeah, we'll just drop on down to 33 there. Another illustration of Jesus speaking of himself. He gave the parable of the good shepherd, man, the spiritual illustration. Now he's going to present himself as being the bread of life. Can you say amen?
No.
Hallelujah. No other bread. And then here again, amen. Jesus said, 33. Hallelujah. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world.
Nice.
Then say they unto him, Lord, evermore, give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, what? I am the bread of life.
Bread of life.
He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that what? Believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that you also have seen me, and you believe not. All that the Father Here you want to circle again. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Hallelujah. Yeah. For I came down from heaven. Looked like he had a purpose, didn't he? I came down from heaven. Hallelujah. Not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Hallelujah. I had to confirm that will in the Garden of Gethsemane along the way. And it was confirmed. Not my will, Father, but your will be done. If this cup can pass, let it pass. No, amen. Not my will. But I'm here to do the will of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, and of all which he has given me, I shall lose not one, nothing, but shall raise it up again in the last day. Oh, my God, Almighty. Hallelujah. In verse 40, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life.
Hallelujah.
Everlasting. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise God.
A salvation that comes from receiving the person of Jesus Christ. A salvation that doesn't come through a religion, a set of rules and list of laws of do's and don'ts. But he came. Oh, hallelujah. As the answer, as the sacrifice, as the means. And he is only to be received. He's done the work. He's done the sacrifice. Do you know how good and sweet this message is to those that are still lost, as you once were? Do you know how many souls you come across every day that are hurting, hopeless, that are right there in your path, that is really waiting on you to share bread of life, to share the right door among the confusing religions that are being offered? Praise the name of the Lord. All religions know I'm not the same. And I'm so tired of Christians, so-called Christians of ignorance, that try to put Christianity on parallel with those that don't even mention the name of Jesus or pervert the name.
Lord.
That's what we're up against. I said, that's what we're up against. Can you say amen?
Amen.
No,
amen.
I am the only door. I am the bread of life. Mm-hmm. Oh, praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's just not true, what they just told you, my friend. All religions are not the same. And you're not even saved by a religion in the first place. Not.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you know? Hallelujah.
Amen.
What this Christianity is all about, that you define it as Christianity? It's simply a receiving. The love solution of the gift that he gave on Calvary's cross to fix it for you, to fix it for me, to pay the price, to lift you up, to conceive you anew, to give you new eternal life, to change your whole position. Praise the name of the Lord. It's all about you receiving right now, my friend. Sin has separated us. We all entered this world in sin, shaping in iniquity, separated from God, the transgressions. And we were about our own pleasures and our own will and our own desires. Hallelujah. Not even realizing how we were turning our back on a loving God that was there desirous to bring us back to himself. But we could not do, he cannot do that. Hallelujah. Except we receive the provisions that he's made. And he didn't lay that provision on anything or anyone or any other aspect of his creation. God himself became the sacrifice. Oh, somebody give God. He came down so that he can redeem us back up. Oh, these are the simplistic realms of what we want to equip you to be able to share. And we thank God that we are able to equip every believer through the gospel. And we're looking forward to progressing in that regard. And grace in the word being that evangelical church. That is the simple realm of being able to evangelize the only way by man can be saved. That is through Christ. The devil alone. We look forward to knowing and seeing who is on the line today. Praise the name of the Lord. We just want to inform grace in the word. We are going to be progressing ahead. And our flipping track, our touching hearts, retreat is coming up. We're going to customize it for our new believers that are progressing, such as Brother Jordan, and we're going to customize it, actually to take the four care group ministry through it, because we want to gear up to be able to effectively go into our oikos and share Christ, to be able to facilitate, oh hallelujah, through the simplicity of the gospel, right there in your circle. Oh, come on, give God some praise. Satan wants the tongue tie. Satan wants the tongue tie you. Hallelujah. When the opportunity is there. What a shame. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. What a shame. Oh, hallelujah. And it is all about us alone. You know, it should be nothing more essential to us as believers, amen, than to be able to effectively be about what God has us here for right now, this phase of our salvation. That is to be able to point others, not to a religion, but to the person of Christ, only to be received for themselves, and understand in so doing that they are entering in to a relationship. Oh, come on, give God a personal relationship, not a religion. Come on, give God some praise. How awesome. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Satan wants to keep you confused, distracted, and whatever other ways you want to describe his nonsense. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But we understand, just like Jesus understood the will of the Father, now let this mind be in you now, that was also in Christ. Oh, come on, give God some praise. Unto this end was I born, Jesus said. We just read, he says, I'm here in the will of the Father. Not my will, but your will be done. And even the much more, should that ring into our hearts as the objects of grace, as the chosen, so privileged, oh hallelujah, to have seen the light, and not just seen the light, drawn of the light, not just drawn of the Holy Spirit, but literally gifted the faith to receive, oh hallelujah, the life of salvation through, in the grace of God, be translated into our lives. We thank God. We give him praise. We give him glory. Hallelujah. We're going to stop there, but we're going to come back to this in a deeper realm next week. Praise God. As we go into Romans. As we go into Romans. And we look a little bit more We're doing it in much of a surface way because we want you to invite. Come on, give God some praise. Invite. Oh, hallelujah. So they can be, every level can be inspired. But we need to understand that it's not about now receiving a religion, a list of laws and do's and don'ts. And he came to change that order and to strictly make it predicated on grace whereby we are saved. Undeserved favor that has come through Calvary's cross. Fixed, finished. Praise the name of the Lord. How many glad, brothers and sisters, how many glad that the fix is in? Can you say, are you glad?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, somebody say, man, he saved, he changed. You know it's got to be fixed. Yeah, the game is fixed. You say amen. In his name, he fixed it. Come on, get God to play. He, hallelujah, he did the test. He provided the sacrifice. He became the acceptable. He got the acceptable score on your behalf. Come on, give God some praise. Now all that's left for you to do is receive it for yourself. Come on, give God some praise. Receive him. As many as would receive him, to them, he gives the power to become the sons of God. Oh, my God, and it does not even yet appear what we shall be. But one day when he appears, we're going to be just like him. Oh, come on, give God some praise. Let me stop. Let me stop. Let's give God some praise. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you, saints of God. Amen. I will forever lift my eyes to Calvary.
Calvary.
View the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous did that grace appear. He looked beyond all of my thoughts. Saw my needs. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let us therefore, hallelujah, move forth in the will of the Father. Let us therefore, as the sons of God today, hallelujah,
amen,
let the same mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. And let us be that resolute as he, knowing it's unto this end whereby we are called. We are summoned. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank God.
Amen.
It's our prayer. Heart to serve. Oh, let's draw. Let's touch. Let the assignment that he's given us be fulfilled as we make ourselves available. God bless you. Let's give the Lord a hand praise into the hands of Sister Bobby. Give God some praise.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey,
you
did.
There you go. Praise God.
These are the announcements for our outreach ministry. Our Saturday call of inspiration is at 11 o'clock a.m. The dial-in information is 917-90-1022, ID 770-4614. We just invite you to come back next week. Those of you who are visitors on our line, we invite you to come back next week and everyone to come back next week as we are inspired by the rich word of God. Immediately following this call is our power prayer call, where we pray intercessionally for all of those prayer requests that have been forwarded to our prayer ministry. We pray until God changes the circumstances. We invite you to send your prayer request through our website at gitwministries.com. You may email your request at gitwprayer@gmail.com, or you may phone in your prayer request at 248-561-9000. 0404. We ask that you join us tomorrow for our Sunday call of inspiration, where we celebrate, hallelujah, the richness of God's word. Come and worship with us in spirit and in truth. And then we invite you to our weekly Wednesday care group, our small care group ministry at 7 o'clock each Wednesday. We ask that you join us, where we edify, equip, and evangelize those to a more intimate walk with Christ Jesus. This is the backbone of our ministry. We just ask that you invite, continue to plant the seeds in your oikos, and ask the Lord to give you 5 touches each week, each day, actually, to be able to invite those to our outreach ministry. 5 touches. Remember to use your card to invite people to our ministry. Amen? And finally, we will say that anyone who has been blessed by this ministry, there are ways to give to this ministry. You will receive a text which will give you all of the ways in which you can financially support the Grace and the Word Ministries. We love you, and we hope to see you tomorrow on the Sunday Call of Inspiration at 11 o'clock a.m. at the same dial and information, 917-900-1022. The ID is 770-4614, pound. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord good this morning? We just thank God for, again, giving us the privilege of having the moon on this call to share the most important thing that you can ever come to know, and that's the means through which we are able to be back in right relations with our God. Oh, Father, we thank you today for your word, Lord God. Your word is spirit in this life. Your word is true. Your word is beyond corruption, oh God. Oh, we thank you for it. We ask that you continue to allow it to work in our hearts, Lord God, that we are able through it to become all that you intend, that we are able to share. Oh, hallelujah. The only means through which you are making salvation available, and that is through the redemptive work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Continue to bless this ministry, God, and each one that is part of it. Allow us to have that burden to reach out and touch the lives of those who need, oh, hallelujah, that touch, that change in their lives that only comes through the redemptive work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Bless us, keep us, Lord. Walk and be with us as you have promised. And Lord God, as we allow you and permit you to work in our lives, we will rejoice in everything that you do, and we will look towards the things that you provide for us to come to know and to be. Oh, God, bless us, keep us, we pray. It's in Jesus' name that we ask.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone. Amen. I want to just remind, well, this month, Willing Workers, in April, we will meet Monday for the month of April at 7 o'clock p.m. God bless you, and to the hands of the prayer ministry. Depart to serve.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. This is Sister Laverne.
Amen.
Grace and peace to all.
Grace and peace.
Amen. This is the Hour of Power prayer call, and the call is hosted by myself, Sister Laverne Colbert, and Sister Julie Setha-Varangara. I wasn't able to be with you on the last call, so it's been a couple of weeks. So we're going to have to update our request in just a few moments.
Amen.
But Father, we thank you today, and we praise your name, and we magnify your name. We extol your great name. We thank you, Lord, for all that are on this call, this hour prayer call. We pray for Sister Julie and her absence.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
pray that you just continue to watch over her and protect her, cover her and keep her, Lord God. And Father, we ask that you touch her body, her mind, and her spirit, Lord God. And we ask that you bring healing to those areas of concern that she has, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you for the work that she is doing and her faithfulness, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we ask that you just continue to strengthen her, Lord, and just be with her in whatever her task may be on this day. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. I'm going to read a few scriptures. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. It tells us to pray morning, noon, night. And the Bible also tells us that we are commanded to pray. Jesus say, man shall, you know, pray at all times.
Okay.
So in Matthew 11:28, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And Jesus said that I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. He said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In Hebrews 11:6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is God, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then in Romans 8:26, this is the Amplified, it says, so too, the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weakness. But we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. So we thank the Lord for those scriptures, and there's many more that we can stand on in the Word of God, knowing that he is a faithful God, that we must come to him believing that he is who he said he is, and that he not only rewards us, but he's able to do what he said he would do. We continue to pray for Grace in the Word Ministries, the work that is going on and all the efforts that are being made. We just pray that the Lord will continue to have his way. We pray for Pastor Colbert today. We ask, Father, that you touch him, his mind, his body, his soul, his spirit. Father, that you continue to equip him to be the teacher and the leader that he is, that he will continue to lead the flock that you have given unto him at this time. We thank you for his faithfulness, Lord God. And Father, we ask that you bless us going out. We pray that you will bless us coming in, Lord Jesus. And whatever his hands find to do, Lord, we ask that you just breathe upon it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We thank you for Elder Joseph, who is a big help to the pastor.
Amen.
Who is a faithful elder in and of himself, in and of himself. And we pray that, Father, you continue to be with Elder Joseph and his ministry, that you continue to bless him, lead them, guide them, direct them, help them to make choices that line up with you, Lord Jesus, that you lead him, guide him, direct his path, Lord God. And again, Father, we submit them into your hands, Lord God, and we ask that you bless them, Lord God, and just do for him, Lord, what he's unable to do for himself, Lord. We pray that you order his steps, Lord, and be with him as he's on the highways, Lord, and byways in his job as a driver, Lord, that you watch over him and protect him and keep him, Lord, as only you can. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. We continue to pray for Brother Jordan, the young man recently come to the ministry. I want to say recently, within the past year. So we thank the Lord for what you're doing in his life. We thank you for his all the work that he's doing, all the efforts that he is putting into the internet ministry, the website and Facebook and podcast. He's just a blessing to the ministry and has been a blessing to the pastor. So, Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen him. May he grow in your word, Lord, grow in grace and in the knowledge of you. And Father, we pray that you keep him from the evil one, Lord, that you put a fence round about him and protect him and cover him and keep him, Lord God, as only you can. Lord, bless his family, Lord, his mother, his father, his siblings, Lord Jesus. And may Brother Jordan be instrumental, Lord, in sharing the gospel with his family. And not only Brother Jordan, may we all, you know, believers, share this great gospel that Jesus saves and heals and delivers and set free in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. A couple of weeks ago, Mother of PV, you submitted a request for yourself, if I'm not mistaken, concerning your health and the, whatever medical issues you were dealing with at that time. And so, Father, we ask that you cover Mother PV today, Lord, that you continue to just keep her strong, Lord. May her body catch up with her mind. Amen. For her mind is strong and her voice is strong. And Father, we pray that her body will gain strength also. Father, we ask that you regulate every part of her body in Jesus' name. Lord, you know what her medical concerns are, Lord Jesus, but we give it to you, Jesus. We pray that you bring stability, Lord God, that every organ in her body, Lord, will function in the way you designed it to function, Lord God. And Father, we ask that you continue to keep her in peace, Lord God, as only you can. The facility, the housing that she's in, Jesus, may you keep her safe, keep her from harm, Lord. May you continue to work through her nieces and nephews, Lord God, that they be a help to her, Lord, a blessing to her, Lord. And Father, we pray for salvation for them also, Lord, and that they will know you even greater, Lord. Know you, Lord Jesus. And Father, I pray that they're continuing to walk with you, Lord. And maybe some do not know you. I'm not certain. But Lord, you know. But Father, we pray that they will draw closer to you. And if they don't know you, that they will have a saving relationship with you. And we pray that their aunt will be able, Lord God, to minister your great word, Lord God, and to these young people. And Father, again, we ask that you just touch Mother PV, whatever her medical concerns are, Lord Jesus. I pray that they have improved from a couple of weeks ago. And Father, we pray that you just keep her strong, Lord God. Keep her, make her limbs gain strength, Lord. And that you just cover her and keep her and watch over her and protect her in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to call out some names that were given last week. Last week on my last attendance on the call, and then I'll take any requests that you may have, and we'll see how the Lord leads after that.
Amen.
I'm asking prayer for my family. I had another loss in my family. My sister that passed last September, her daughter passed day before yesterday. She had cancer. Her name was Linda Gaddis. I'm asking prayer for the Gaddis and the Allen family. pray that there will be harmony and peace in the family. Right now there is discord, but Father, I pray that you just cover this family, that they will be able to grieve, Lord God, that peace will come in this family, Lord God, and harmony, Lord God, and unity, that they will become one, Lord, during this difficult time. And that is the Gaddis family and the Allen family. And the loss of my niece and their mother, sister, in Jesus' name. We continue to pray for Kimberly Miles and Robert Miles and the loss of her mother probably about 6 weeks ago. And Father, we pray that you continue to strengthen them, continue to cover them, continue to keep them as only you can. And Father, we pray that their hearts are being comforted. I know that they miss their mother, but my understanding is that she was a woman that knew the Lord. And the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. I also continue to pray for the Caesar family in their loss. My goddaughter, Katrina Caesar, lost her grandson to gun violence. And so we pray that you continue to keep them in their, in your prayers. The Caesar family, they're coming along, but we know your loved ones may not be here with you, but you long to see them. And he was such a young man. His life was wasted, just taken away. So that's the Caesar family. We pray, Lord, that you can continue to comfort Katrina. I don't know her grandson's mom, but we pray for his family also, Lord God, that you will bring peace, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that the perpetrators of this crime will be caught, Lord God. And they, Lord God, will, they will get the justice, Lord God, that they're seeking, Lord. And Father, we just ask that you cover them and keep them and continue to just send support, send help, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send comfort, Lord God. May their family and friends rally around them in Jesus' name. Continue to, calling out the name of my great grandson, Derek Williams III, that's in Poland traveling. He's due back home in May. And we thank you, Lord, for watching over him and protecting him and keeping him, Lord God. And we pray that his educational experience is great and that he will have a lot to share when he gets back. And, Father, we ask that you just watch over him, protect him, and cover him and keep him, Lord God. Continue to pray for Marley Wingate, Sonia Wingate, and the Wingate family. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Marley's life. We thank you, Lord, that she's able to speak more clearly, Lord. She's excelling in her subjects in school. She's excelling in her vocabulary, Lord God, and her other extracurricular activities. But, Father, we ask that you continue to heal her, Lord God. We thank you for what you've already done, Jesus. And, Lord, we pray that she will continue to excel in her comprehension, Lord, in her verbal communication, Lord, in her dexterity, Lord Jesus. We ask that you give her parents, Sonia and James Wingate, the grace and the strength that they need also, Lord God, and that you will continue to watch over them, the family as a whole, and may they draw closer together as a unit, Lord, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I'd like to call out the name of Irese Obasui. We thank you, Lord God, for this young woman that knows you, Lord God. Father, we ask that you continue to direct her path, Lord. Continue to order her steps, Lord, according to your will and purpose, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for her present need for employment, You met that need, Lord God.
Thank you,
but Father, she has other desires, Lord God, other educational desires, Lord God. And so, Father, we just put her in your hands, Lord. May she hear your voice, Lord, and order her steps accordingly, Lord Jesus. But right now, Father, in the place that you have her in right now, Father, we ask that you bless her, and may she be a blessing to others also, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
I'd like to call out my granddaughter, Ayana Johnson, that you remember her in prayer. She's getting ready to go to Brazil for about a month. So, Father, we ask that you keep her, Lord, keep her safe, keep her covered, Lord God, and that she will, Lord God, just grow in her knowledge of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that she does know you, Father. But, Father, we ask that you just keep her close to you, Lord. May she remember your word, Lord God, and just cover her and keep her, Lord God. Keep her safe. Keep her from harm. May she make wise decisions and wise choices, Lord God, while she's traveling, Lord Jesus. And we ask that you cover those that are traveling with her as well, Lord, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We pray for, we call the name of Esther Annie Wana, whose husband's name is Andrew, a co-worker of Sister Valerie's, who at one time was on life support and on a ventilator. But Father, we ask that you just cover her, Lord. I pray that she's off the ventilator, but even if she isn't, Lord God, we ask that you still cover her and keep her, Lord God. May her brain activity restore, Lord God. May she be able to breathe on her own, Lord God. May she continue to make progress, Lord God. And Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over this woman's life, Lord, that you cover her and keep her, Lord God. May her body continues to function in the manner in which you design it to function. May healing come forth, Lord, in her, in Jesus' name. May you bless her husband, Lord God, and the family members, Lord God. Give them the strength, Lord, and the courage, Lord God, to be a caregiver and a supporter, Lord God. And may they not lose faith, Lord. May they just keep looking to you who's able today, Lord God. And we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask of thee. So, Father, cover her and keep her, Jesus. Keep her safe, Lord God. Send your healing, Jesus, Lord, as only you can, Jesus. And, Father, we know that you're able today, Lord. We know you just have to speak the word, Lord God, and she shall be healed. She shall be whole, Lord God. So, Father, but whatever situation she's in right now, Jesus, we put her in your hands, Lord God. We ask that you just cover her family, Lord God, the medical staff that is providing her care, Lord. May she get the care that she needs, Lord God, and just cover her, Lord. Cover her, put her, we put her in your divine hands, under your divine protection, Lord Jesus. And we pray for favor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We call the name of Brandon Setavarangara, Sister Julie's son, and his companion who's expecting their second child, and the other children that are in the household. Sister Julie says her son is the only one that's safe in the household. But, Father, you know, Lord God. And, Father, we put this family in your hands, Lord. We pray that they all come into a saving knowledge of you, Lord God. We pray that you keep them in health, Lord God. And, Brother Brandon, Lord, we ask that you watch over him, protect him as he travels, Lord God. Keep him safe. Keep him from evil, Lord. Keep him under your protection, Lord Jesus. And, Father, we pray that you just put a fence round about him, Lord God. May his mind be clear, Lord. May his actions be purposeful, Lord. May you give him wisdom, Lord, in all that he does, Lord God. And we ask that you just cover his family and bring salvation to his entire household. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We also call the name of her mother, Arissa's mom, who had some medical issues. I'm not sure what they were. It may have been mentioned, but I can't really comment with accuracy at this time. But we know that she stands in the need of healing. And Father, we submit her into your hands. Brandon's companion's mom, we ask that you cover this woman, keep her whole, Lord God. Father, breathe upon whatever medical situation is going on, Jesus. And Father, we pray most of all for salvation for her and her household. And so, Father, we ask your divine protection, covering, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Also call the name of Sister Kathy Davis and family.
Yes,
Kathy Davis is the wife of our dear Deacon Davis.
Amen.
And she desires to draw closer to you.
Yes.
We pray for Kathy and her daughter Carla and her Carla's children. They're all grown up now. One has special needs. But Father, we ask that you continue to breathe upon that household and bless that household, Lord God. It is a household that knows you, Lord God. And Lord God, just give Kathy whatever she needs, Lord God. We thankful, Lord God, that she does know you, she looks to you and depend on you, Lord. But Kathy also desires to grow in greater activity and closeness to you, Father. So I ask that you breathe upon Sister Kathy and her daughter Carla and their household in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We also call the name of Gwen and Jeffrey Hall, who are great friends of the family and great friends to the ministry and supporters of the ministry. They have their various different issues, but through it all, they're thankful. They're blessed, and they praise God for his keeping power and what he has already done in their life and how he continues to watch over them and protect them and keep them safe. And so, Father, we ask your continued grace upon their lives in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, I like to open it up for any other prayer requests. Mother PG, do you have any prayer requests at this time?
Thank you, First Lady. Thank you so much. I do have a request, please. I'll say specifically, First Lady, exactly everything, the intricate details, but a family that I'm aware of, that the family is having a great turmoil. It seems like there's a grandmother, grandson, a baby mother, two little children who are involved. I don't know all the details, but it's from what I've heard, it's just total chaos. It's total chaos.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat? Can you tell me specifically what you said?
I heard you mentioned
children and the grandchildren.
Yeah, there's a family, First Lady. It's a family that I don't really know the people personally, just had heard it just so heartbreaking for me, that it seems to be great turmoil in the family.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be just complete chaos in terms of apparently a grandmother, a grandson who has children of his own, seems like two little children, and a baby mama, a double baby mama issue with both of the children, as I understand. So that it's a case where the poor little children seem like they're just in need of assistance. The Lord just needs to step right on in, First Lady, and try to settle this whole situation. And I'm sorry, I don't know specifically. I just don't know the people personally, but what I've heard about them, they need prayer. Mm-hmm. I can say that. And especially little children as well. When I think the little children about seven and five years old. So I'm concerned. I pray for all the mothers everywhere. I've been doing that for a long time, and I thank God for wonderful mothers, and I do pray for those who've lost their children, but also I pray that some of the baby mamas, quote unquote, would have more, be tied in more with the health and welfare of the children, as opposed to drama with the father of the children. I'm sorry to say it that way, but that's basically what I understand to be a difficult situation. So I'm praying for the Lord to bless those little children, in particular, First Lady.
Mm-hmm.
They need help. They need help.
Father, we know that God is not the author. We know that God is not the author of confusion. Mm-hmm. And any time there's confusion, God is not in the midst of that.
Yes.
So, Father, we bring this family before you, Lord God, the grandmother, the grandson, the grandchildren, and the mothers that are involved. Father, we pray that they will come to some type of peaceful agreement and resolution, Lord God, where the children are not affected. Father, we know, Lord God, that it's not your will, Lord God, for arguments and acts of violence to take place, Lord God, and let alone when there are children involved. So, Father, we pray that you bring peace to this family. You know who they are. Mother Peavy doesn't know their name, but you know who they are, Jesus. And, Father, we pray for salvation for them, Lord. We pray that someone, Lord God, will be in contact with this family that knows you, Lord God, and can kind of talk them through this situation, Lord Jesus. And, Father, just bless those children. Cover them, keep them from harm, Lord. And we pray for salvation for them all, Lord, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Valerie, do you have any requests at this time?
I do. My co-worker and, more importantly, my brother in Christ, he's been on the prayer list, Jeremiah Growth and his family.
Okay.
And he and I had an opportunity to talk very, very long this week. And he has been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh.
And aside from the vertical issue, which has been actually arrested and alleviated, he's been diagnosed with cancer. He started his round of chemo. He has a mass in his stomach. They have ruled out pancreatic cancer. They've ruled that out. And so he started his rounds of chemo this week because ultimately they want to shrink the mass and do surgery. And so he and his wife just had another child, and they have a very, very large family. And but the thing that I want to pray for his continued strength in the Lord, his healing, he knows the Lord. He and his wife know the Lord.
Yes.
And I mean that with certainty. He, he, you know, he serves God. The Lord is that to him, the Lord, his Lord and Savior. And he is standing on the promises of God.
Yes,
he is looking for, he's told me that he has been placed in places or where he's going for treatment, he has been able to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so he said, I just want to be a light for those who are experiencing what I am and, you know, walk by faith, which he is. And he's, you know, told his family, he's got a very young family. He has 11 children.
Oh, my God.
And so, he has 11 children. And, but, you know, God is, in control and he knows that. But I just want to continue to pray for his healing, his recovery, his complete recovery, for him to continue to have strength in the Lord. We all need to be fortified and edified, particularly when you are walking with that kind of, that journey, you know. And so, he told me to thank you all for the prayers that have gone forth so far And so
thank
he will
you,
continue
Jesus.
To keep me apprised, mm-hmm. and I mm-hmm. will do the same to the prayer group, but that is Jeremiah's
yes.
growth and
yeah.
his family
yes. mm-hmm.
okay. in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, I remember his name being on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And, we all know that a cancer diagnosis can be a very scary diagnosis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But thank God that he has a relationship
yes.
with Christ, you know, a relationship as you have
Amen.
Stated. That,
yeah.
you know, he can receive from the Lord and that the Lord can speak to him. And by his own confession, he wants to be a blessing. You know, he
yes.
wants to be able to help someone else even while he's going through his treatment. And so, Father, we hold Jeremiah up before you and his family. Lord God, you know this man's heart, Lord God. You, Lord God, see his efforts, Lord God, even in spite of his diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And, Father, we ask that you continue to just watch over him, protect him, and keep him, even while he's going through his chemotherapy treatments, Lord God. May he not have so strong a reaction as some people do
yes,
of
Lord.
Sickness, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
But, Father, we just put him in your divine hands, Lord God. May he go through his chemotherapy, Lord, with minimal effect, Lord God, on his body, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
And, Father, we pray that he will keep a happy heart, Lord God, a happy mind, Lord, a peaceful mind, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we know as parents, Lord God, we want to put our best face forward for our children, Lord God.
Yes,
and so, Father, we ask that you just be with those children, too, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that even when we're not feeling well, we put on a happy face for our children, Lord God. We try and make them feel better, even though we're not feeling the greatest. But, Father, this man that loves you, that loves your word, Lord God, his companion, his wife loves you, Lord God, we ask that you just breathe upon them. In the situation, Lord Jesus. And I say them because it affects the whole household, Lord, even though he's the one that's going through. But Father, we ask that you just breathe upon their household, that their needs will be met, Lord God, that the children will stay encouraged, Lord God, and that his heart will stay encouraged, Lord Jesus.
Yeah. Yes,
and Father, may others, Lord God, just continue to be there and rally him on, Lord God. We're not islands, Lord. We need you, Lord, but we also need the body also, Father. And so, Father, we thank you for him, his ministry, Lord God, that wherever he goes, Lord God, that he can speak of you and your goodness and all that you have done for him. So, Father, cover him and keep him, Jesus, and continue to watch over and protect him. We pray, Lord God, whatever's in his stomach, the mass, the tumor,
mm-hmm.
or whatever it is, that it will
mm-hmm.
shrink, Lord,
into
very a small unit, Lord God, that his operation, his procedure will go
mm-hmm.
through very safely, Lord Jesus, and that they will get the desired effect that they're seeking, Lord God. And Father, we know that you're able today, Jesus, and we put Jeremiah in your divine hands, Lord. Father, we thank you again for this day. Are there any other prayer requests? Amen. We praise God and we thank him for this hour. And it hasn't been quite an hour, but I have a few distractions going on right now. But we thank him for the time that he has given.
Yes,
in John 14:1, he says, don't let your heart be troubled.
Mm-hmm.
And in parentheses it says afraid and cowardly, but believe confidently in God and trust in Him. Have faith in Him. Hold on to that faith and keep on believing that God is able today. He also says that my peace, he said, peace I leave with you. You know, my perfect peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. And don't let your heart be troubled, nor don't let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace, let it calm you in every situation and every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. So God is able today, Father. We look to you and we hope in you, even though there's chaos going on around the world and maybe chaos going on around us. But, Father, don't let it touch us, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord God. We believe in you, Lord. We look to you, Jesus. We trust in you, Jesus. Keep us, Lord God, under your divine hand, under your divine protection, Lord God. And Father, we know that the battle has already been won, that the victory is won, Lord, regardless of what is going on around us, Lord. But, Father, we pray for your peace, Lord, not only in our lives, Lord, but peace in the earth, Lord Jesus. Peace, Lord God, in the earth, Lord. Peace, Lord God, in Jerusalem, in Gaza, Lord God. Peace in the U.S., Lord God. Peace, Lord, in Haiti and all of these places where there's so much conflict going on around the world. And even, Lord God, in our immediate communities, Lord God, we pray that your peace will reign, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will hold back the hand of the enemy and that he won't prevail, Lord God, not only against us, Lord God, but there will be peace, Lord God, all around us, Lord God, as much as can be, Lord. We know that some things have been preordained by you, Lord God, but we know that the victory is still in you, that you're still on the throne, Lord, that you're still in charge.
Hallelujah.
And you know, Lord God, all things, Lord. And so, Father, we put it in your divine hands, Lord. Help us to walk in that peace, Lord God, and that confidence, Lord God, that you have given unto us, Lord God, trusting in you, looking to you, Jesus. We know that you're able today, Lord, and that you, Lord God, has given us the victory, Lord. Help us to know, Lord, that we can do all things through you that strengthen us, Lord. And Father, touch our bodies, Lord God. Bring strength to our bodies, Lord God. Balance to our bodies, Lord. Balance to our minds, Lord Jesus. Balance in our home, Lord God. Put everything in your divine order in Jesus' name, Lord. And Father, we confidently trust in you, knowing that you're able today, Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you today. We pray, Father, that you will add to the hour of prayer call, to the call of inspiration, Lord God, and to the ministry, Lord God, and pray that your divine will be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we will conclude our power prayer at this time. We also pray that you be with Sister Julie and whatever it is that her task may be at this time, and that you continue to strengthen her and her body. And Father, whatever names that were not called at this time, Father, Lord, you know who they are. You know who we've been praying for, Lord, in our own private time of prayer, Lord God. We give it to you, Jesus. We give you our unspoken requests also, Lord God. And we know that, Father, you hear the prayers of the righteous. And so, Father, we thank you today, and we praise your name, and we thank you for this time that you have given. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. We will be dismissed at this time. Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.